Well, a coalition of progressive policy groups and environmental organizations has a different economic plan than the one the Trump administration is touting for the region. It's a blueprint for this part of Appalachia, including southwestern Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, that breaks away from the traditional fossil fuel extraction, coal and gas, which many say has funneled wealth away from the region. Instead, Reimagine Appalachia envisions an economic future funded through federal stimulus dollars, which is sustainable, with an eye towards racial equality and solving the climate crisis, a talking point of the Democratic presidential ticket.
It's conversation that's largely being driven by people outside the region, and we think Appalachia needs to be at the table, or it'll be on the menu.
Amanda Woodrum is senior researcher at Policy Matters Ohio, which took the lead in developing the plan. So what are the goals of this blueprint?
So we have a sort of multi-pronged approach that revolves around, one, public investments that come with strings attached. And those strings are designed to maximize union jobs to do the work, ensure that co-workers have genuine opportunities, and three, that our workforce going forward has to be more diverse in nature. And that means building pathways for Black workers, Indigenous, and other people of color into union jobs, likely via union apprenticeship programs.
And you're looking for Appalachia to be carbon neutral by 2050?
Appalachia can do its part and figure out how to become carbon neutral, but do it our way. This is not about retraining and relocating our workers to places that they don't want to go for jobs that they don't want to have. We actually need co-workers to help us build the 21st century that we want to live in. You know, that means work laying rail, for instance, or building out electric vehicle infrastructure for a more sustainable transportation system. That means work modernizing the grid, our electric grid, which means, for instance, putting more of it underground so that it can deal with the increasingly severe storms we're seeing from climate change.
I'm interested in some of the other nuts and bolts of how you get there to carbon neutrality, to better jobs, higher paying jobs, more inclusivity. A couple of things that are outlined in the blueprint are the manufacturing of alternatives to single-use plastic and also reviving the Civilian Conservation Corps. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Sure. We have incredible assets in Appalachia. And one of those, in general, is the coal-fired power plants, many of which are now shuttered or shuttering. But they're located in great locations, they have transportation infrastructure, they have energy infrastructure, and we can repurpose those sites into eco-industrial parks. One manufacturer's waste might be another manufacturer's productive input. It also revolves around providing access to combined heat and power, you know, sort of shared energy resources, including renewables. These eco-industrial parks can reduce operating costs for manufacturers in a way that doesn't put downward pressure on wages. The original Civilian Conservation Corps was a public works program that put people to work during the Great Depression. And given the economic sort of fallout from COVID that we think is not going to go away, you know, reviving the Civilian Conservation Corps is an awesome opportunity to put people to work. And that includes really starting to repair the damage, at least when it comes to Appalachia, repairing the damage from the last century. Extractive industries have scarred our lands. We can put people to work remediating brownfields, specifically coal ash ponds at the shuttered coal plant, reforesting the region, and capping orphaned oil and gas wells.
How much input did you get from workers and specifically unions on this blueprint?
Policy Matters Ohio is a progressive think tank, but we're part of a network of think tanks that include our partners Keystone Research Center in Pennsylvania, West Virginia Center on Budget, and Kentucky Center for Economic Policy. We all work with organized labor and we all have organized labor on our boards. We all have relationships with organized labor that we've built on. And as part of that effort, we held a listening session for, I think we had maybe over, I can't remember the exact number, something like 40 or 50 different labor leaders on a listening session that we held to talk about our draft blueprint. We've had a number of one-on-one conversations with labor leaders. We think we created a plan that organized labor could ultimately get behind.
What about other people in Appalachia, many of whom are politically conservative and have ties to the fossil fuel industry? Do you think they'll go for a plan like this?
Well, I think that, you know, people in Appalachia are unique and they don't fit the cookie cutter approach that people outside of Appalachia think. So a lot of people think of Appalachia as Trump country, but I think what they don't understand is there actually, say back in the 2016 election, a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters. And when Bernie Sanders bowed out of the race, there's like anecdotal stories of a number of people swapping their Bernie Sanders signs for Trump signs. And I think it's hard for people to wrap their brains around what that means. But at the end of the day, people of Appalachia feel left behind. You look at the poverty rates in Appalachia now versus 20 years ago and every year in between, it's been the same, despite lots and lots of promises from candidates from both parties. So what the people of Appalachia respond to is sort of a willingness to change and blow up the existing political system. And so I think the idea of a new deal that works for us does that. It sort of like takes this moment of opportunity where it's more obvious than ever we need structural reform to our economy and puts it on a piece of paper.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Amanda Woodrum is senior researcher at Policy Matters Ohio. The Reimagine Appalachia plan has been endorsed by over 60 organizations in the region, including the Pennsylvania Council of Churches, Appalachian Citizens Law Center, and the West Virginia Rivers Coalition. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.